Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 17th, Life in the Blood.
All this week, Derek considers the call of Hebrews to draw near to the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Today he points out that we need both the sprinkled blood of atonement and the incense of true worship to enter the most holy place. In the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus contains the ordinances for Israel's Aaronic priesthood. The Lord said, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." That's a tremendous prophetic statement that was fulfilled 14 centuries later in Jesus. The word that's translated life is the Hebrew word for soul, nephesh. It's not just the life of human being that's in the blood, but it's also the soul. We all know that when the blood ceases to circulate, the life has gone. In a certain sense, life depends on the blood. In the previous chapter of Leviticus, in the ordinances for the Day of Atonement, Moses told his brother Aaron, the high priest, that he could go only once every year into the most holy place, into the immediate presence of God. He had to enter, holding in one hand a censer full of burning coals, with the incense on them to send up a cloud of fragrant smoke. In the other hand, he had to hold the blood of the sin offering that had been slain in front of the tabernacle. If he didn't have both the censer of fragrant incense and the blood of the sacrificial animal, death would be the consequence. There was no access to the presence of God without these two things. The censer with its fragrant incense is a beautiful type that symbolizes worship. We never came into the immediate presence of God without worship. But we never came without blood either, which speaks of atonement for our sins. These pictures in the Old Testament were prophetic types, previews of what would actually be fulfilled in the New Testament. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can draw near to you by the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I come into the immediate presence of God with worship and the blood of atonement. I shall draw near to the most holy place. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.